I'm going to lay you down on the bed, kissing you hungrily, and run my hands down your gorgeous body. I'll grind my hips into yours, holding you tight. I can feel your cock hardening underneath my teasing. Such a needy, needy little boy. Aren't you? Poor baby. I'm going to tease you, run my hands over the warm bare skin beneath your clothes. But I won't take them off. Not yet. I stroke my hands over your stomach, flirt with the edge of your boxers, even squeeze your hardening cock over your clothes. All so that I can listen to you whine. It makes me smile. I love how you sound when you sub for me. That soft voice you use, the little catch in your throat when I give you an order and you say, yes, miss. I grab the handcuffs from the side of the bed and hold your hands over your head, restraining you. Then I straddle your hips so I know you can see me as I strip my top off slowly. I play with myself over my bra, cupping my boobs, massaging them. I slide my hands to my back and unclasp it, revealing my tits for your eager eyes to consume. And from the state of your face, you really, really wish it were more than just your eyes. My nipples harden further under the weight of your hunger. I unbutton my jeans, unzip them, revealing some more of my lacy panties for you. But mostly so you have to watch as I slide a hand inside and start to play with myself. I can feel you wriggling under me, almost desperate to touch me as I keep teasing you. And as much as that makes me want to grind against your cock, I resist. I climb off you, if only long enough to undress myself for the rest of the way. Then I lay myself against you, kissing you as I free your wrists. Can I? Yes, you can touch, baby, I tell you. Smiling against your lips. Your hands are gentle, soft, reverent, warm on my heated skin as we kiss, hungrier and hungrier, my hands tangling in your soft hair as you hold me close. I pull back slowly, eyelids lowered, heavy with desire. I undress you slowly, pulling your hands away when you try to help. I want to do it, to care for you. I kiss you softly again before I blindfold you, so all you can feel is my lips and tongue and hands all over your body, and all you can hear is your own moans in your ears as my hand squeezes your cock, and my warm, soft tongue licks the pre-cum that drips from your tip, kitten-like. I blow a stream of air over you, squeeze your shaft tighter before I start to stroke. Your hardness feels delicious in my hand. Especially when I know how good you feel to fuck, how incredible you feel in my mouth and pussy. I stroke you hard and fast, moving my head lower as I start to suck your cock. I need it inside me, especially with the taste of you fresh on my tongue. Your moans are music to my ears. I remove my hand, replacing it with my mouth, taking you until your balls deep inside me, so I'm drooling all over your cock. Choking on it. I know you can't resist me doing that. I suck you as hard as I can, my cheeks hollowing with the force, lips wrapped tight around you. I use you to fuck my throat, hard. Your hips twitch upwards, keeping rhythm with my bobbing head, pushing you deeper, making me ache. When I finally pull away, my mouth makes an audible pop. I leave trails of drool all over your shaft. You beg me not to stop now, that you need me so much, that you want to come inside me like a good boy. So I ask if you want me to fuck you with my pussy. Yes, please, miss, you moan. Such good manners I've trained into you. So I straddle your hips once more, slide you inside my wet, hungry little pussy. It takes your thick cock easily. I'm so excited that I barely feel the stretch. I slide myself up and down slowly, squeezing my pussy tight around you every time I'm balls deep. Then, without warning, I start to ride you hard, fast, holding my core tight, listening to my skin slap against yours, watching your body shake and move under the force. With every breath, every effort, I let out a little growl, call you a little slut. My little slut. My voice is strained, but tender. I stop and lift myself up before slamming my hips down hard. Then again and again, listening to your needy moans, watching how your face tenses with pleasure. They complete me. I know that with how lost you are with desire right now, that you'd do anything for me. I know how much command I have over you. I love it. Your hips buck up against mine. Miss, I'm going to come, you moan. Come for me, I tell you, leaning down to steal a kiss. I lay myself against you, skin to skin, let you hold me as your hips thrust into mine, fast, frantic, your cock so deep as it twitches inside me. You come into me, shooting your seed up into my womb. It's warm, thick, there's so much, it fills me up so much that I can barely think. When you finally spurt your last inside me, I undo your blindfold, laying onto the pillow next to us. I run my fingers through your hair, lifting my head from your chest to kiss you again. I climb off you carefully and lay myself next to you, wrapping my arms around you and snuggling in. Thank you, I murmur, and cradle you in my arms until sleep overtakes us both.